The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Stand for what's right and stand up to what's wrong. We must take America back, now and forever, with God in His.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Good evening, welcome to the National Intel Report. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, January 6, 2021, and sitting in for John Stadmiller, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, regular host of Road Warrior Radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network. So obviously today is an historic day. It was supposed to be the certification of the Electoral College vote and the joint session convened earlier today, only to be interrupted by the events that I would describe as, you know, what was supposed to be, or perhaps ostensibly intended to be, a rally, protest, march kind of thing, you know, to Save America, March to Save America, Stop the Steal, those kinds of things that you've seen, the wild protests, all of those kinds of things. The D.C. rally that ultimately seems to have become a false flag, flash mob, LARPing event. And it's interesting that no one's talking about false flag in all of this, and that should be, I think, where the focus should be. Andrew Breitbart gave a talk before he passed away, obviously, at the Heritage Foundation about remarks sort of pertaining to his book Righteous Indignation, but he explained all of this, and it really, to me, it really explains, he really explained very succinctly in about 30 minutes what we're seeing today. So I think we'll play that in a little bit, but let me just give you my take. Speaking of Intel, I think this is interesting. You know, if we just sort of step back and do a little cross-examination of some of the facts, some of the things that we know, both from recent history, we could go back quite a ways, but I think we'll refrain from that. You know, there's a Machiavellian element at work here, and most people don't realize it. What is false flag? You know, what is strategy of tension? What are these kinds of things that might be used to sort of orchestrate bad things? Most people don't know, for example. Let's just go back to the end of 2019 and start with Professor Edward B. Foley at Ohio State, who wrote a paper. Title of it was Preparing for a Disputed Presidential Election, an Exercise in Election Risk. An Exercise in Election Risk Assessment and Management. That was published in the Loyola University Chicago Law Journal, Volume 51, Issue 2, Winter 2019. It was Article 3. So that was late 2019. Then there was the Transition Integrity Project, which basically said the same, you know, came to the same conclusion. Most people don't know about scenario planning, too. That's another little aside that if you're not familiar with scenario planning, you'll want to look into that. The Rockefeller Foundation, for example, is very fond of scenario planning. Some folks are familiar with, there's one report published in 2013 titled Dreaming the Future of Health for the Next 100 Years. That's a Rockefeller Foundation report. But the one that most people are familiar with, I think, is most recently, that was published in 2010, is Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. One of the scenarios of the four was lockstep. And scenario planning is something that bad guys use to basically trick you into buying into certain narratives in plausibly deniable fashion so that they can script future outcomes without you saying, now, wait a minute. Kind of strange that you laid out this scenario and it just happened. You know, kind of like Event 201, Johns Hopkins University hosting Event 201 in October of 2019 and sponsored by World Economic Forum, who is about to meet in a few weeks, and also the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, of course. And so they script this scenario, and that was of course, after the Trump administration had already held Crimson Contagion for several months from January to August of 2019. So there's all this scenario planning that is happening all around us, and people don't realize it. So when Edward B. Foley writes a paper preparing for a disputed presidential election, an exercise in election risk assessment and management, and then there was a New York Times article that featured Foley's work. It was an opinion piece in the New York Times titled How Far Might Trump Go? by Thomas B. Edsel, and describing all of this stuff and possibly disputed, disrupted election. And then there was the Transition Integrity Project doing the same sort of game theory scenario planning. They had a number, more than 100 experts, bipartisan panel, they said, government insiders and experts who gamed similar scenario planning and came to similar conclusions. And then, of course, Van Jones did his infamous TED Talk. Everybody's asking the what-if question. Van Jones asks, what if a presidential candidate refuses to concede after an election? Well, this guy isn't just a candidate. He is the sitting U.S. president. So never mind all of the, you know, facts of history. For example, how many times has it happened that sitting president has not been reelected? That's not the norm. It's not happened very often. And never mind other, you know, fun facts. The scenario that was gamed had never happened in nearly 250 years of American history. But suddenly all these people are saying, well, what happens? What happens if? What if a presidential candidate? These what ifs had never happened. Why are they asking these questions? And so suddenly we come to this moment, and all of what we've seen throughout this election season or cycle was gamed and scenario planned by folks like Edward B. Foley, the Transition Integrity Project folks, Van Jones, etc. How did they know that something that had never happened before might be a possibility? You know, something that doesn't happen except in third world countries where, for example, the CIA wants to overthrow a regime that it doesn't find favorable and install some puppet dictator. That's the only time that we see these things happen. There's a thing called color revolution that is used typically. That seems to be at work here. We know that guys like George Soros go to great lengths to fund those efforts, color revolutionary efforts. So what is happening? You know, how was it that Professor Foley, Transition Integrity Project folks, Van Jones, MTV, et cetera, how did these people predict that something that has never happened before in America in nearly 250 years would somehow suddenly happen? Was it just because Donald Trump is so much different and that he is able to operate of his own volition to such an extent that now, you know, tens of millions of Americans have become radicalized? I don't think that's the case. That's not how these things typically work. And guys like Van Jones know that. In fact, Van Jones, speaking of color revolution, during his TED Talk, Van Jones actually referred to, he called him the late, great Gene Sharp. And Gene Sharp's book, and so he encouraged folks to look up the late, great Gene Sharp, who was the godfather of color revolution, Serta Popovic and the folks at Otpor and Canvas leaned heavily on Gene Sharp's work, and that became the basis of what became known as the color revolution. And so basically what you do is you spark some kind of civil unrest, you get people stirred up on either side of a fomented conflict, spark some kind of civil unrest, you assassinate somebody, there's some kind of false flag event that provokes a reaction, and then because of the civil disorder and the chaos that ensues, well, you know, of course you can impose a military dictatorship and basically do whatever you want, make whatever changes you want after that. And there were those of us who heard the Professor Edward Foley's The Transition Integrity Project folks, the Van Joneses, and, you know, guys like Van Jones, who knows what he's doing? He knows what he's doing. Pointing people to the late, great Gene Sharp. These people are essentially in game theory, scenario planning sort of fashion, openly calling for color revolution and trying to enlist a brigade of Manchurian candidates on either side of a fomented conflict. And that seems to be precisely what is happening. I mean, if you listen to the remarks or you go to social media, when we're talking about social media, you know, first we should probably step back and make sure that we are not being naive. You know, Operation Earnest Voice, sock puppets, astroturfing, and that kind of thing. Who knows what we're actually seeing on social media? And who knows who the callers are into C-SPAN or CNN or whatever. But in any case, I do believe there are a number of folks who actually believe the narrative they've swallowed, hook, line, and sinker, that, you know, as Ben Shapiro likes to say, orange man bad, and everyone who would support Trump is somehow an enemy of their democracy, they say. Who was it? I heard somebody on C-SPAN, I think it was a journalist, comment and say, you know, it's a danger to our democracy if we can keep it. That's an interesting twist on the quote. Wasn't it Franklin who said, when he was asked by the lady, the story goes, you know, what form of government have you given us? He said, a republic, if you can keep it, not a democracy, because the founders were very clear about democracy as a form of government, which is basically a ticking time bomb that will self-destruct. I think John Adams said there was never a democracy yet that did not waste, exhaust, and murder itself, is the way he put it. So I think there are people who actually believe these things, and they've been drawn apart in a fomented conflict and radicalized, basically, and are about to be collided together as a surreptitious pretext to both a military coup, a junta, which I've talked about for weeks or months on Road Warrior Radio, and we're seeing it now. I'm watching, you know, Aaron Davis, investigative reporter over at Washington Post, tweeted earlier today, breaking, a source tells me the Defense Department has just denied a request by D.C. officials to deploy the National Guard to the U.S. Capitol. Pandemonium, everyone run for your lives, only people weren't. If you were watching live footage on C-SPAN, people were just milling about, sort of meandering around. And that included Capitol Police. People were not running for their lives in terror. There was just sort of a milling about, people meandering down the street. So then after Aaron Davis's tweet, Larry Hogan tweeted, at my discretion, the Maryland State Patrol is sending in troopers to assist the Metropolitan Police Department and the United States Capitol Police. I have instructed the Adjutant General of the Maryland National Guard to call up a rapid response force to support law enforcement and restore order. And apparently those folks are in D.C. So what does all of this mean? And was it pre-planned? Did we see a false flag flash mob LARPing event today in Washington, D.C.? We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Welcome back. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And so let's just sort of maybe do the high points real quick. everyone, when we see these kinds of events, I think we should be asking questions like, qui bono, who benefits? Local number for calls, 512-248-8252. Again, 512-248-8252. So, who benefits? I want to play that Andrew Breitbart clip. If you're wondering if we don't get to it or all of it, watch Andrew Breitbart at the Heritage Foundation. That's the title of the YouTube clip. It was published back in April of 2011. He said it all in that clip. And it really sort of dovetails with what's going on now in Washington, D.C. So what I would call, you know, the D.C. rally event turned into what I would call a false flag, flash mob, LARPing event. But for what purpose? It's a strategy of tension event, in a sense, so that you can basically beguile the general public, the unwitting, unwashed masses, into the naive public, into embracing their kidnapper, so to speak, in true Stockholm Syndrome fashion. So you manufacture some event in LIHOP, HIHOP, MIHOP sort of fashion, which are acronyms for let it happen, help it happen, and make it happen on purpose, respectively. People say, that doesn't happen. I remember being in Portland a few years ago for a wedding, and one of the people in the wedding party, you know, I said that was at one of the moments in recent years when they had a protest in the streets. And I said, you know, usually when you see these kinds of things, a lot of people were bussed in, and some people were actually paid to be at these things. And this person said, that just sounds crazy. Person went down to the lobby, came back to the room they were getting ready in for the wedding, and said, oh my gosh, with, you know, eyes the size of saucers, you'll never believe what happened. So what? This person said, I was down in the lobby and I just, you know, getting coffee, and I just thought for fun, based on what you said, I saw people making signs for the protests and the march thing here in Portland. And so just jokingly, I looked at a few people at the table and I said, so how much were you guys paid to be here? And the people were, you know, it was like deer in headlights, and they both looked at each other like, you're not supposed to know that. You're not supposed to know this. It was an interesting exchange, apparently. And so those things really do happen. People who have experienced those kinds of things can tell you. But the general public doesn't understand you can pay people to show up. They don't look around on Craigslist, for example, to see the posts for crisis actors and things like that. They don't understand that there are companies that are literally thriving on this kind of thing. Crowdsondemand.com, for example, your home for protests, rallies, advocacy, audiences, PR stunts, and political events. Services available nationwide, and that includes Washington, D.C. Hire demonstrators. What do we do? Et cetera, et cetera. Most people don't realize this stuff happened, but false flag terrorism and events are a concept that dates into antiquity. So what's the point? To that on the other side of the break. We'll go to the phones, too. Again, phone lines are open. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. Nobody of it is worth.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's National Intel Report this Wednesday, January 6, 2021. The day that the Electoral College vote is supposed to be certified by Congress so that we can move forward. And yet, interesting things are happening. So what's been going on? We know that from the very beginning, the coronavirus nonsense, SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, has been an entire put-up job. Like I said, there was Event 201 last year that was preceded shortly by the end of the PREDICT program. At least the funding was cut, and there was a financial market event that was interesting. Guys like Robert Kiyosaki have talked about that. James Corbett talked about it. there was the massive corporate C-level exodus, including Bill Gates on Friday the 13th from the Microsoft board and the Berkshire board in March 13th, Friday. And been a lot of other strange things happening. Catherine Austin Fitz did a good job in her recent interview that you can find on YouTube, Planet Lockdown. Nope, it's gone. Well, that didn't last very long, did it? So it's probably still floating around, but Catherine Austin Fitz, full interview, Planet Lockdown. I wonder if I can find that. Anyway. So, if that still exists, I mean, it's going to be part of the documentary, so, Planet Lockdown documentary. But she did a great job of talking about the... Just going to look real fast. Talking about the limbo that we're in right now. That's strange. Why is that not showing up? Removed. It's still showing up in search, though. Mirrored. Yeah, you can find it. It's mirrored a few places. Catherine Austin Fitz, full interview, Planet Lockdown. But it looks like the original has been taken down. This video has been removed for violating YouTube's terms of service. In other words, you can't talk about real things. You can't do that. That violates YouTube's terms of service, which is interesting because if you go to YouTube's About page, YouTube.com/about. Our mission is to give everyone a voice and show them the world. We believe that everyone deserves to have a voice. Unless, of course, you're not following the narrative. And our values are based on four essential freedoms. Freedom of expression. Freedom of information. Freedom of opportunity. Freedom to belong. Real quick. Friedrich Hayek used to talk about how... You know, he wrote about the planning. The planning is the problem. You know, it all starts with planning. It's the planners, stupid. You know, technocrats, cybernetic totalists, that kind of thing. And in The Road to Serfdom, he wrote about, you know, chapter 4, for example, is titled The Inevitability of Planning. So he, you know, chapter 5, Planning and Democracy, chapter 6, Planning and the Rule of Law. He talked about this stuff. And he used to say the problem is that, you know, the oversimplification of planning is sort of the road to serfdom or the road to tyranny. You can't, you know, there is the issue of irreducible complexity, so to speak. And so that's why planners fail and turn into tyrants and dictators and so forth. So what do you do in that situation when you're trying to plan everything as we're seeing these days? That's the technocratic vision. Just read Jeremy Rifkin's Zero Marginal Cost Society. Give you an idea. So what you do is you reduce everyone to the lowest common denominator. We've talked, you know, we've talked for years, decades about how we've been dumbed down in America and other places. And that's what you do. That's what YouTube does. As long as you can reduce everyone down to the lowest common denominator, then you don't have that issue of irreducible complexity anymore, the way that Hayek wrote in Chapter 10, for example, Why the Worst Get on Top, when he said, you know, a nation of folks like what we used to consider ourselves in America probably wouldn't agree on everything. He said, It's a corollary of this that if we wish to find a high degree of uniformity and similarity of outlook, we have to descend to the regions of lower moral and intellectual standards, where the more primitive and common instincts and tastes prevail. This does not mean that the majority of the people have low moral standards. It merely means that the largest group of people whose values are very similar are people with low standards. It is, as it were, the lowest common denominator which unites the largest number of people. And so what do you do? If, like you said, if a numerous group is needed, strong enough to impose their views on the values of life on all the rest, it will never be those with highly differentiated and developed tastes. It will be those who form the mass of, in the derogatory sense of the term, the least original and independent, who will be able to put weight of their numbers behind the particular idea. So what you do is you reduce society increasingly to that lowest common denominator. That's what you do, and that's what YouTube does very effectively. Anyway, Catherine Austin Fitz did a good job in that interview of describing the situation we're in, the limbo between the old Bretton Woods system, the credit monopoly system, and the new central banking, digital currency, crypto, blockchain thing, system that's supposed to be brought online. And she said, you know, we're in between these two things. The broken one is broken, but the new one isn't quite online. So, you know, that's where we're at. And they're trying to patch this thing together. I've talked about Swift and Cebos, for example, on Road Warrior Radio to describe to those who don't realize that, yes, Virginia, this was all entirely foreseen by the central banking folks, and cryptocurrency and blockchain are not decentralized and not the old West that you've been led to believe. Just look up the Swift and Cebos conferences if you're not familiar, and you'll see they've been talking about this for, they can't wait for crypto to go online because it's much, much better and easier to you know, track people, obviously, and see everything and know everything about everyone. So we know that's, we're in that transitional period. We know that Klaus Schwab over at the World Economic Forum said back in June, this is a great time for a reset. Hey, COVID, this is great. We can reimagine everything. And they have plans to do that. He said back in June when he gave his creepy Dr. Evil speech that they would explain at the next World Economic Forum meeting later this month. Back in June, they already had plans. How is that? And of course, you know, there's the billions and billions of dollars in the vaccine effort and all of that. So we have a global financial system that's broken. And there is a transition. That's why these guys keep writing about, hey, we need a new Bretton Woods. IMF managing director, what's her name? Kristalina Georgieva wrote that piece back in October, a new Bretton Woods moment. And they're all saying we need a new Marshall Plan, which, according to guys like Ben Steele, was the teeth or the infrastructure that gave Bretton Woods, you know, give it the teeth to actually work. So they're calling for a new Marshall Plan, a new Bretton Woods, a new social contract. These are all things that you'll find places like World Economic Forum. So it's a transitional moment, and you might need some military pressure. You might not need hard power, but you might need smart power. You might need at least a display of force. And so how do you do that? If you look back and you think back to, remember that Newsweek piece back in March of 2020, exclusive, inside the military's top secret plans of coronavirus cripples the government. First of all, it was an interesting article by William Arkin, who is also an interesting guy, the things that he's written over the years. It's interesting just to reflect on that and just to go through the myriad of contingency plans and continuity of government and things that happen in the DC area, all of the exercises and things that they do every year, like Capitol Shield, for example. And to think that, oh my goodness, a bunch of people said months in advance they were coming to DC and we just weren't expecting them and somebody broke in. It's incredibly naive, and that's being kind, to think that the police and military forces in the DC area were unprepared for protesters who might break into a Capitol building. It's foolishly naive. But beyond that, so we heard about military, you know, inside the military's top secret plans if coronavirus cripples the government. That was an interesting article by William Arkin. And then in June, remember when we heard military rolls into D.C. to protect the White House from civil rights protesters? And we saw all year, basically, well, from summer forward, an increasingly, you know, sort of operational readiness posture. And along with what I was saying earlier, in conjunction with the whatever you call it, scenario planning essentially for the 2020 presidential election, that said, you know, we might have a contested election. What do we do? Well, and people on both fomented sides of this, or both contrived sides of this fomented conflict, are saying, you know, the Biden people are saying, well, we might need the military to boot Trump out. And the Trump contingent is saying we might need Trump to call in the military to, you know, put down civil unrest. In both cases, you have to ask who wins, who benefits. And so in addition to that, and those things, again, that folks like Edward Foley, Van Jones, Transition Integrity Project, and others were predicting, which has never happened before in American history, there are some things that might come close in the, well, I mean, they're, one of the closest is the Civil War era. You know, anyway, not to get sidetracked on that. It's never happened before. And so these people predict. But in addition to that, there's been the vaccine stuff. You know, Operation Warp Speed includes a framework that sounds a lot like what Smedley Butler outlined in The Business Plot, which is interesting. And there is a rise in increasing militarism behind all of this. And that's something I think is curious. People need to ask what might this bring along with it? This militarism, you know, and we keep hearing this language from both sides of this contrived conflict that the military needs to be brought in to either boot President Trump out of office or put down any, you know, insurrectionist sort of attempts. And so who benefits from all of this? If you're trying to install a new economic and financial regime around the world, and you know you're going to have people objecting, because that's what the lockdowns and all of that is all about. It's about crushing small business and any resistance or opposition to this new system that's going to be brought online, so that everyone is reliant on the socialist public dole, that we're all reliant on this handout. No one can do anything about it. Everyone has to have a UBI and be part of this system. That's what the lockdowns are about. So you know there are going to be protests. You know there are going to be objectors and civil unrest. So you might want a military presence. And by the way, the same time you're trying to manufacture interest and we'll just call it interest in this experimental vaccine. You know, the smart power display might be helpful for that too, right? So who benefits? Go to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
What goes up must come down.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back. All right. First off, let me say, Rhonda, sorry we missed you. I guess we missed Rhonda. Feel free to call back. To the phones, Glenn and Philly, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hi. Hey, Glenn.
You lost Rhonda because it's like you almost lost me. You open the phones, and then you say you're going to go in the next segment, and then you make everybody wait. So sometimes we just give up.
Duly noted.
I hope to someday convince you that Patriot Talk Radio is not a graduate seminar in political history, science, and sociology, psychology, and philosophy.
Does it have to not be, though?
Perhaps not so long-winded. What happens to me a lot of times, I call in response to a point you're making, and then 20 minutes down the road, the moment's lost. Mm-hmm. No, and it's trying to go back to the context of you know, what stimulated the thought in the first place. But anyway.
Got it. Duly noted again.
I preferred the IMF when it was run by Peter Graves. Mm-hmm. You know, it was much better. A little fuse going across the TV screen.
Right.
Anyway. and Catherine Austin Fitz thing. Yeah, you got to watch out for those unwashed masses down in Soho Square dropping H's everywhere, you know, My Fair mm-hmm. Lady type, you know, the lowest common denominator type stuff, yeah, and appealing to the impulses of the reptilian brain and what have you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I tell you the truth, as bad as things were today, I think we can be grateful that things weren't actually worse than they were. They're pretty horrific that woman was killed. But what she was doing at the time was not really in keeping with the spirit of a peaceful protest. You know, this breaking and going, you know, she was trying to get in some windows somewhere. And you know, certainly the shooting was horrific, and it's horrible and sad that she died. I hope she met with the mercy of God.
Here's kind of where I was going with mentioning Andrew Breitbart's talk at the Heritage Foundation back in April of 2011. He talked about an incident, and he said, you know, this kind of stuff shouldn't happen anymore because we're all citizen journalists now. And so when these things happen, we know that CNN, for example, has been caught staging things, news, so-called. We know that DHS has their little crisis actor, what do they call him? They call him role player actors, I think.
Yeah,
RPAs? Sure. But the point is, when those things happen, and they invariably still do, and I think they happen live on scene sometimes, the people should know that Machiavelli was a real guy, The Prince was a real book, and, you know, it's worse than Sun Tzu, because at least Sun Tzu called it war. Machiavelli didn't. It's political intrigue, and people need to surround those events and film them. So this woman, you know, where are the citizen journalists? This event, did it occur in a vacuum? I doubt it.
Well, it's just, there was video. There was video, but she was also trying to not be noticed. At the moment.
But I'm talking about hundreds.
Moment.
Well, she's trying not to be noticed. Meanwhile, we have other kind of the opposite of that. Maybe I'll mention that when we come back. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.